Give us the share. You hear me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Please.
Thank you so much.
We would like to thank the Secretariat for preparing the working documents for CRIC-19. And we'd like to highlight the efforts made by all parties to comply with the goals of the Convention to address the problem of land degradation, desertification, as well as the restoration of land. As regards working document ICCD/CRIC-19/2, Colombia would restate that the goals regarding LDN targets have to be determined by each country in a voluntary fashion commensurate with their possibilities, with the overriding goal of halting degradation both in its magnitude and intensity. In this regard, it's important to achieve articulation with the biodiversity action plans as well as climate change, so that we achieve the LDN targets and that they act as a synergy point for the three conventions in each country and state party. We support what has been said by Grulak, particularly as regard to need to look at progress made in national goals and a socio-environmental approach guaranteeing the sustainability of these projects. Colombia would like to also say that we think it's important to bring forward the regional workshops and have them in a virtual fashion. They had to be put off because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And these workshops don't yet have confirmed dates. The aim of them is to improve the capacity of actors regarding the nexus between land degradation, biodiversity, climate change, and generate synergies. Colombia, therefore, would suggest that we use virtual channels in order to hold these sessions. That would guarantee greater participation, and it would also reduce costs. As regards the section on conclusions of the working document regarding the global mechanism, Colombia would restate the need to establish clear rules regarding the operating of the fund nationally, and always with the active participation of the national focal points to maximize the use of financial resources in actions that were not initially established in the NDL goals by the state parties. It's very important that we disseminate methodologies when it comes to designing projects, and therefore we can allocate the financial resources. In addition to that, we have not received ourselves funds, LDN funds, which is why we would say we need to increase support in terms of technical and technological and financial resources to comply with the neutrality goals proposed. And they depend on other actions, such as restoration. However, the emphasis on soil is not yet clear. Finally, Colombia welcomes the draft recommendation. And we would like to make five considerations on it. First of all, we would like to stress the importance of paragraph E on monitoring and following up on the degradation of land and soil in state parties. Two, highlight the reference to the need to mobilize resources coming from all sources of funding in line with Article 4 of the Convention. Thirdly, we support the need to carry on working regarding the definition of the LDN goals in line with Article 5 of the Convention, which refer to those countries affected by desertification. Fourthly, we require the leadership of developed countries to raise our ambition in mobilizing resources to combat desertification in line with Article 6 of the Convention. And fifthly, and finally, Colombia suggests that we consider these nature-based solutions as a mechanism for implementing the Convention. This is in line with the ecosystems-based approach. These are complementary approaches, and they will allow us to establish synergies with other Rio Conventions. Many thanks.
Turkey.